Step Out is a diverse themed podcast series presented as a devotional read, tailor-made to engage and empower the Christian believer. Join Renovar Ministries as we step out in faith together.
Joseph was only 17 years old when his brothers sold him to Midianite traders for 20 pieces of silver, who then took him to Egypt. Joseph has a remarkable life story full of opposition and yet complete victory and restoration. Throughout Joseph's trials, he remained faithful to God and forgiving towards his family. Once in Egypt, the Midianite merchants sold Joseph to Potiphar, who was a military officer for Pharaoh. God truly blessed the work of Joseph's hands in Potiphar's house, and Potiphar noticed this and promoted him. Unfortunately, although Joseph did his best to walk righteously in Potiphar's household, Potiphar's wife was deceitful in her ways by trying to commit adultery with Joseph. When Joseph resisted her efforts, she retaliated by lying to Potiphar, telling him that Joseph tried to come against her virtue. As a result, once again, Joseph was treated unfairly. He was thrown into prison. Despite these circumstances, God's hand of blessing was upon Joseph in the prison, and he became the leader of the other prisoners, while still being a prisoner himself under the care of the prison keeper. What this meant was that Joseph had the opportunity to grow further in his leadership skills, even in jail. Remarkably, this prepared him for the future leadership role he would play in saving Egypt from a great famine. Joseph often received dreams from God. Besides this, he too became skilled in interpreting God's dreams for others. When Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt, was struggling to get his dream interpreted, his cupbearer suggested that he should ask Joseph for help. Extraordinarily, Joseph was pulled out of jail as Pharaoh sought counsel with him. God anointed Joseph and equipped him to interpret both the Pharaoh's dreams and on how to deal with the calamity of the famine by storing up food supplies in advance. Pharaoh recognized that Joseph was anointed by God and serving him, and that his nation needed Joseph's wisdom and insight. This is why Pharaoh therefore gave Joseph oversight of his entire kingdom under his authority. Joseph was a very forgiving man. Even though his brothers mistreated him and sold him for money, he chose not to hold any bitterness. Forgiving others can be challenging at times, but God longs for us to forgive others so that he too can forgive us. Joseph was 30 years old when he took up his leadership position in Pharaoh's kingdom. He therefore had to persevere and stand in exceptional faith some 13 years before the fullness of his breakthrough materialized. He was only able to do this because he wholeheartedly relied on God and because he lived a life soaked in faithfulness to God. God also always remained faithful to Joseph and gave him the necessary wisdom to deal with each obstacle that he faced. God is ever faithful and is there for you too. Be encouraged to live a life of active loyalty to your Heavenly Father.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please feel free to connect with us through our website at www.renovarministries.org for free resources. Or if you need any prayer, may God bless you and your family. Shalom.